Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
La 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 la.
Live louder.
La 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 la. That's Nathaniel with Live Louder here on Joy 94.9 in the backseat with Simon and Michael.
That name always gets me. It's a combination of two names.
Which one? Nathaniel? It's tough for you, isn't it? Everything's really
it's
hard
like
for you.
It's like a Nathan and a Daniel.
It is.
It's like Benifer.
Oh, yes, actually, yes.
It's like he's married himself.
Well, why not, I say? I reckon it's a good idea.
Off you go.
If you can. Lovely.
We're not discriminating, are we?
No, exactly. That's right. Something new to the mix here on Joy. I know there's something you've sort of been, I don't know, it's on you. It's been nagging at you.
Look, it has. And then it was a recent trip to Victoria Street that really sort of hit this one home.
Oh, yes.
Now, one craze that I can't understand is Korean barbecues.
Yeah.
Now,
tasty.
Well,
I'll eat it.
Look, yes, they are tasty. However, if I'm going out for dinner,
yeah,
the one thing I don't want is to have to cook my own food.
That's true.
Via some sort of portable device in the middle of the table. Well, so while most people find that quite fun and enjoying, why not just cook at home?
Well, the thing is, if I know I'm going there, I bring my own sleeping bag and tent, and therefore it's like, it's a real camping experience. Like, but in the luxury of an establishment.
Oh, that's wonderful. What about on Total Fire Band days?
Oh, it's fine. That's where I
it's
go.
Okay.
That's where you go. Yeah, because I know I can cook there. It's okay.
But isn't it funny, like, and especially in winter, people get a bit lazy when it comes to cooking.
They do, yes.
Do you know what I had the other night for dinner?
No.
And this is
have?
Really embarrassing. Yeah, and yes, I did have to fess up to someone and say, look, this is a dirty habit of mine.
Yeah, what have you done?
Every now and then I enjoy the occasional pie.
I love pie.
Right?
Love pie.
But it's funny, like, one of those things that I've always just done on my own and not in company because I think I pretty much inhale it rather than eat it quite, you know.
As a normal person would.
Yeah. So, and it's quite confronting having somebody sitting there watching you eat something that you find a dirty habit. It's like with me and the Big M.
Yes.
Right. Going there, normally it's via drive-through and you sit in the car park and eat it.
And no one needs to know.
Like you've got some dirty habit.
My actual issue with pies, though, is that at home, I go all out with pie, right? I'm messy. Like I slop it all over myself.
And I've noticed that everybody has their own particular way of eating a pie.
Yes.
What's yours?
Well, I like to rip the top off.
Right.
And then eat all the filling. It's a good pie, right? Eat the filling and then eat the pastry and eat the case.
What about sauce application? When does this happen?
That goes on after the lid. So the lid comes off,
yes.
Sauce goes on, and then I stir it through. Well, not stir, but you know, like it's there as I spoon it.
Isn't it a real fine art? Everybody likes it differently. Now, me, I cannot have soggy pastry.
No.
So it has to be cooked really, really well.
Yes.
I then cut it up into a million pieces, and then douse it in sauce. But
it's like your dinner at your mum. I'll cut up your steak for you, darling. I'll cut up into lots of little pieces.
You sound surprisingly like my mother, actually.
You see, eh?
Right. But look, it is very, very much like that. But the sauce has to go on while it's hot because it dries a little bit. It isn't like liquid sauce. It does dry.
Yes.
And if you don't get that balance of dryness, it just doesn't work. So it's all about timing.
How do you eat your pie?
Let us know.
Because we would love to know how you eat pie and we can try it on air. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Half an hour of me eating pie on air. 0427 Joy 949. Now, Simon, we were talking about pies.
Yeah, and it's funny. Everybody's got their own way of eating a pie.
They do.
So you were discussing yours. I went through mine. They're very different, aren't they?
They are very different.
And I think it's very similar to if you're a fan of Vegemite on toast.
Yep.
Some people like it quite thick. Some people don't like much at all. Everybody's got their own individual way of eating things.
Yes, they do.
But we put the call out and said, how do you eat your pie? And does it match any of the ways that we eat them?
Yeah.
And we've had a message in from Chris. And Chris says that he eats the pies. He eats pies the normal way. He picks it up with his hands and he eats it.
Oh, that's good. good. Thank you.
I think Chris might be taking the piss.
I don't know. No, he's just telling it how it is.
Look, true, yeah. So thank you very much for your message, Chris. He did say he's enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thank you. If you are enjoying the show, let us know. 0427JOY949.
Big thanks. We were talking about pies before.
We were.
Funny, we've gone from working out to eating pies.
Yeah.
And which sounds like my weekend usually.
It's, yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, so Andy has said that you have to stick the sauce nozzle through the pie lid and inject the sauce into the pie, and then it's pre-mixed when you eat it. So isn't it funny? So we've had four responses on how people eat pies, and they're all really different.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.